I had a bad case of the yawns that episode towards the end. Do you see this?
I mean, I also did. I think it's just we're tired boys.
I am a little tired. I'm a bit of a tired boy as well. Yeah. So, Kyle, this month is all about the trophy room awards. Also, ooh-wee. What a lovely show that we just had.
Lovely show.
Honestly, I think that was fantastic.
Same.
I was going to say
feel real good about that one.
Yeah. I felt real good. I think the entire show, before I said womb, was really great.
But my lips I didn't even realize it until you pointed it out. And then I couldn't not think about it.
Well, so, some dork online is going to yell at me about it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Stupid ass dorks.
It's gross. Maybe you get the visual. So, Kyle, this week is all about, this month is all about the Trophy Room Awards. We're going in deep with y'all about our logic, our reasoning, the games we're picking, and why. And kind of talk to you in the details of what we're doing here. Yeah.
They should still expect one less Road to Greatness, all right? Talk about Callisto.
Absolutely.
Midnight Suns and stuff. Okay.
Yeah. That's not good. Too crazy.
Yeah.
So we're still going to be talking about absolutely about Callisto for sure. Mm-hmm. So Kyle, I'm now getting the Trophy Room Awards out and I feel we're here.
Can you send me that link again?
Oh, absolutely.
Just so I can have it up. No, you're not rude. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
I didn't once that whole episode.
Oh, I should have said. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel bad about the way you said existential.
No.
I just found it funny.
Yeah, 1%. They were really mean to me on Twitter about it. And I was like, I could be a pure dickhead about it, or I could make them feel bad, but also kill them with kindness. And it's like, dude, I got a lisp. I know you don't hear it. I think extra hard about it, so I say words sometimes dumb. I get it. My brain's stupid.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Nah, it's all right. It's all right. It wasn't intentional. I don't outwardly put that out there, so it's okay to be it's okay to be like, what are those? Yeah. All right. But yeah, I made that one person feel. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yeah, that's right, bitch. Because it's like, if I hear it one more time, I'm gonna scream. I'm like, well, I said it and I meant it. So shit.
You handed that guy your own 2-star review in real life.
Exactly. How about you make a podcast and you say words and sometimes say I'm dumb? All right. Let's see how you like it.
It's hard.
Exactly. Way harder.
It's hard talking all the time.
Yeah. You try it, buddy. Are you trying to be interesting for 5 minutes, let alone a little tweet? Ooh, that makes me mad. That
makes me so mad. Also, patrons, if you support us at the tier to get the art print, I'm going to have to figure out logistics for that and get that to you. Okay. Also, patrons who are at the producer tier who get to be part of the Trophy Room Awards, we should probably start reaching out to them as well because it's the end of the month. So
that's right. It's happening. It's happening. And you still have time as well. I think Jedi Master Ren asked. So the producer tier, the platinum tier, I am thinking about lowering it a little bit.
Okay.
$50? I feel like, you know what? Let's do it at $35. How does that sound?
Hey, that works for me.
All right, there you go. $35 tier, producer tier on the Trophy Rewards. If you become at that producer level, essentially what you get is a Zencaster call with me and Kyle. You get to talk about your favorite game that year, and it's in a 2-minute span. So you got 2 minutes, bam.
Yeah.
Say your piece. What's your game of the year? Why?
And you'll be on the show.
You'll be on the show. Your voice up in there. Yeah, deep in there.
And we say 2 minutes. It'll be
2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Just don't miss. Okay. Because, I don't want to make a 3.5-hour long show. You know? I mean, it's approaching that. We legitimately, what's really nice is every person I've reached out to right now has just said, when and where. We have 8 folks so far. About to hit 12. So, we'll see.
Ooh-wee!
It's going to be interesting. So how the show's going to be, put together is not every category, but a lot of categories. We're going to be bringing in people going, what is your favorite multiplayer game this year? What, is it on this list? If not, what is it? And why? That type of stuff. So each category I'm thinking should last tops around 10 minutes so that we don't have a 6-hour podcast on our hand. But I am looking for this episode to be around 3 hours. It's going to be big because we're celebrating developers. We're celebrating games. And that's important to
us. Yeah.
So that said, Kyle, we kind of have some of this list already crafted, already made, because we don't want to just sit here for an hour and 30 minutes and just go, Elden Ring, right?
Yes. Also, on that note, our friend has agreed to come on for trophy rewards. I just texted him.
All right. A wink. A wink. So with that said, Kyle, we're going to start out the one that's already complete. So first, every category, I want to have at least 4 contenders in these awards. And I want to get, hopefully, at least half of this list done with you tonight. The way I want to go about these awards is I actually genuinely, we can't play all these games. We'd be goddamn lunatics. So we're going off of reviews. We're going off of our friend groups. That's how we're kind of gauging this award show. It's not so scientific, but we don't want to just hand out, you know, the game of the year to just, you know, I don't know, grave gore.
We're weighing the games that we actually have played more.
Absolutely.
But to fill out the categories, we have to lean a little bit more on other things.
So that said, best multiplayer game. This is our categories. These are our nominees. And please, patrons, if you feel like we've missed something, there's a gap, let us know.
That's the whole point we're doing this.
That's right. You're helping us out here. Even if you're like, oh, there's a category you missed, and it's best game that's not Stray. Like, whatever it is.
Best cat game that isn't Stray.
Exactly. Best multiplayer game. Here are the nominees. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 / Warzone Part 2.0. Overwatch 2 Beta. Destiny 2 The Witch Queen. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. And I don't know why, but Destiny 2 The Witch Queen was twice in there. There you go. I got rid of that.
Ah.
So, Kyle.
Also, while you're at it.
Yeah.
There's an extra R in Modern Warfare, if you want to fix that.
Where was it?
Before the D, you have an R. So it says Modern Warfare. Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
So we got 5 nominees here. Is 4. There anything?
You took out Destiny 2 Witch Queen.
Sorry, 4. All right. There you go. So is there anything here that you think we're missing? Is there anything co-op, couch co-op even, that you think we're missing here?
Do we want to put Multiverses?
Great.
Or was Knockout City this year? No, that was last year. Knockout City was last year.
Yeah. There you go.
What was that? What's that other one? Rumbleverse? Or is that too similar?
I mean, no, it's a multiplayer game that came out this year to really high praise, if I recall correctly. It just wasn't popular, I think, in our circle. But I think that's fair. And they're a small team. I would like to give them a shout out as well. So, I'll put Rumbleverse in there.
And where do we stand on this having to be a new thing?
What do you mean?
So, like, what Fall Guys has done this year with the new seasons and everything they've added, it's pretty great, but it's also not a new multiplayer game.
Fair.
So do you want to keep it to new multiplayer games?
Okay. Yeah, I think that would make sense.
Yep.
Or else we have like the continuing games, like Destiny 2, The Witch
Queen. That's ongoing thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's an expansion. Like that's a new product. So.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Rumbleverse, Multiverses, Tiny Tina's, Destiny 2, Overwatch 2, Call of Duty. Great lineup. And this is going to be the show. Okay, ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Best sports / racing game.
Oh, definitely have.
Right now, we currently have MLB The Show 22 and Gran Turismo 2.
7.
Sorry, 7. I said 2.
My brain's mush. We're going way back. It's fine. So we definitely need some more here. Yeah. I personally do not want Madden in there because I think Madden's a joke.
Okay.
I also am not super a fan of NBA 2K.
Okay, fair.
How about the FIFA? I haven't played FIFA.
Okay. So now we look at the board. Ready for this?
Do we want to add the new Need for Speed game?
One sec, I gotta look at FIFA actually scored relatively high.
Oh, well, let's
FIFA
do it then.
22, 78 compared to Madden.
Oh, no.
22, 67 compared to, let me see, MLB, the show. Again, we're not just putting it in here because we want to.
Yeah, I think it's in the 70s.
MLB yeah, show. 77. So you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
Terrific. Yeah, FIFA. I'm sorry. 22. Let's see Need for Speed again. We heard positive things, but
Unbound.
For I got the need for
are the reviews speed. Out
not yet okay. So we'll put a little asterisk on there I okay. say we yeah, put yeah. in here Need for Speed because again I've heard nothing but positive things
exactly I'm trying to think oh let's do Ollie Ollie World here
fuck yeah oh my god
I love Ollie Ollie World
mm-hmm. Ollie okay so to 4, 5. We have 5.
Okay.
Would we count Rollerdrome as a sports game, though?
No, absolutely no. Not.
Okay. Because it is
that's
like
an
a,
action game. I would call it action. Okay.
Because it's based yeah. like on a sport. And there's like a yeah. time. You do tricks. Mm-hmm. And flips. But 5's yeah. a good number.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay. All right, Kyle. This is where let's take our pants off. Let's get weird here. Okay. Best debut game. On PlayStation. This title is a game that came out on another platform first and then to PlayStation.
Yeah.
So we have right now Tunic and Inscription. And Kyle?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Yeah, with Inscription, see. Put a Y in there
instead of
the I.
The I?
Yep.
Thank you.
Between the R and the P.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hear me out
here. Get weird. Yep.
Nobody Saves the World came out on Xbox.
Oh, 1,000%. Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Man, The Medium?
That come
was
out
that this year? To PlayStation this year? Because it was Xbox last year, I think.
That's true. Now, here's the other thing. Neon White supposedly going to come out later this month.
I'd rather have a sure thing on this
sure
nominee.
Thing. Right, right. Absolutely, you're correct. Immortality.
Yep. Is Medium out? Came out this year for PlayStation. Okay. Oh wait, no, never mind. Never. I take that back. That was last September.
Okay. Okay.
It came out on Amazon Luna this year.
Luna.
Luna.
Okay. Here's one that I'm seeing.
There's got to be another one.
Yeah. There's a game called Norco. Came out on PC first. Yeah. It's sitting at a 91. I have no idea about Norco. But
it was part of the Tribeca Film Festival game selection.
The rating is so high, I would feel
silly not putting
silly
it in there.
Silly not putting it in there.
Yeah, we can put it in there.
Like it's literally sitting at a 91. So.
Sure. And since it's coming out this week on PlayStation, you want to put Sable?
Let's see where Sable landed. Let's see where Sable landed.
Okay. Sable. That game's gorgeous.
Is it?
Sable's a pretty game.
Sitting at a 75. I'm a little iffy. If we put it in there. I'm just going to keep pooing until I do. Let's see. So let me see. I'm not sold yet because I know there's another game as I'm thinking that came out on another platform first. We got Tunic in there. We got Inscription. Oh, this is definitely where we're going to need an audience help for this one. Nope, not Golden Rams. Nope.
I wish I could say Rogue Legacy 2. I wish I could.
Yeah.
But not yet.
Maybe not that's yet. What I'm thinking of right now.
Yeah, okay. It's not the PlayStation yet, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. Grounded only got an 83? That's a shame. Oh, Return to Monkey Island.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
at
yeah.
an 87 as well. I say we can do it because that came out on the Switch first. Yeah. I like. Turn two.
I like.
And yes, I know, Marcus. I know you should play it. I'm going to yell at you. I get it. I'm looking at the high scores here, okay? Looking at that. The Witcher's in front of me. Don't yell at me, Marcus.
Oh, 5 right there. I just refreshed so you can see the updated thing.
Yeah.
Ollie Ollie World, no E's in Ollie.
Sorry, you know who I'm thinking of?
What?
Amy's Cat. His name's Ollie, and he's so cute.
That's cute. That is cute. Okay.
So, best debut game, I'm leaving it right there for now. Uh-huh. Let us know if we're missing something, and we'll discuss at a later date.
Yeah.
Best dual sense feature.
Uh-huh.
Kyle.
Joe.
Horizon Forbidden West. Last of Us Part 1 remake.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got right now.
I mean, we got to put Ragnarok, right?
Are you putting Ragnarok in? You think we should put Ragnarok in?
There's some subtle things in there that I enjoy, but nothing, you're right, nothing like jumps out at me.
Nothing jumped out at me. I say we put Gran Turismo 7 in there.
Sure, and I was going to suggest who knows what Need for Speed feels like, because we haven't played it yet, or...
True.
Callisto.
Okay. Someone's going to yell at me, and honestly, I don't even care. Cyberpunk had some cool haptics.
And technically, I would allow it, because that's a new thing this year.
It's a new thing this year. Don't yell at me. We got also, we have Stray that utilized it pretty darn well as well.
Yeah, yeah.
This year, I feel like, is the most disappointing for the DualSense controller, because I don't think it's gotten enough love. Truth be told.
Sure.
Because, like, Elden Ring, no, absolutely not. God of War, I'd even debate. But, like,
there's some functionality. I wish there was I wish there was just a little
with
bit
more. With the axe throw, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're missing it. We need it. Poppy needs it. Poppy needs to feed the beast. Yeah. Okay. So, right now, I'm putting in Stray.
And, yeah, please, let us know if we forgot something, because I feel like there's something we're forgetting. Yeah.
I definitely feel like there are. And I'm going to put in Cyberpunk. Don't yell at me.
Sure. No, I'm not going to yell at you.
Don't yell at me, please. Can't take it.
I will not.
Everybody's been doing it recently. It's really getting under my skin. No, it's really not. I'm fine. I'm not crying. You're crying. Best action game.
Ooh-wee.
So I'm using Jeff Keighley's explanation for action game of there is no puzzles or, for a good friend, Ainsley Bowden, climbing portions. Right? This is about strict action, nothing more, nothing less. Mm-hmm. We're it's all about fisticuffs.
Sure. Rollerdrome.
Rollerdrome, okay.
Sifu.
Oh, man, after my own heart. Okay, Sifu, that's what I was going to say. BB. Okay.
Rollerdrome, Sifu.
Real talk?
Yeah, go for it.
I like how this is mostly indies so far.
Yeah.
I wish, can we, no. Time frame? Yeah, 2022. Score? No. I wish we could do like, by genre on OpenCritic. I don't think we could do by genre.
Yeah.
It's only by platforms. That's a mistake.
Let me do a quick Google search because I'm blanking on other ones. Or, you know what? Let me check my GG app if I logged anything.
Oh, look at you.
That's where this comes in handy.
Yeah, I really need one of those apps. Know Evil West.
I didn't play enough, and it didn't blow me away. It's cool.
Okay.
Visuals aside, because that lighting, it's driving me insane.
Sure.
I would say Cult of the Lamb, but the action didn't, like, I feel like the base building stuff was better than the action part.
See, it's a roguelite in nature, so I dig it.
Oh, I'm an idiot. We're idiots.
What?
Shredder's Revenge.
Oh my god.
we're idiots. Why is that not on there already?
I'm like, how dare you call me? And I was like, oh wait, how do I spell Shredder's? It was
Shredder's. SHREDDER'S.
Yeah. And just to keep the title long, TMNT.
Yep.
Shredder's Revenge. Fuck yeah. Dude, I want to apologize to the fans out there. We really let you down.
Yeah.
Let's see. Thinking of action. Thinking of suspense. Thinking of just fighting shit and being cool. I would put Cult of the Lamb in there, personally.
Okay.
Because I love Cult of the Lamb, and I did like those boss fights.
You played this more than I did.
What's that?
Would you consider Dying Light 2 for best action? No,
I'm thinking because it has too many RPG mechanics.
Fair.
Too many, like, the open world mechanic. So I'm thinking, like, something that gets straight to the action is what I'm thinking. So maybe even Call of the Lamb would sit out. There is a game that I'm thinking of in particular. It was a shooter as well. It was like a Doom-esque game. I think it starts with a P. I think it came out in September, if I'm not mistaken. It gave me Dark Forces vibes. And it reviewed extremely well from what I remember.
Proteus,
yeah. I want.
Did that come on PlayStation?
Yes.
It did.
Oh. Technically, we could also say this is a debut game. This is fucking cool, and I'm going to buy this game.
Sure.
I'm going to put this here.
Yeah, put it there.
Rated extremely well. So I'm gonna put that there. Best action game. Let's do it. Now, you're going to be like, Joe, why not Elden Ring? Why not God of War Ragnarok? Don't worry. Those are in its own category. Elden Ring is, there are way too many. It's an RPG, right? Open world. There's a lot of moving parts there. Action, like, why not God of War? That's an action adventure game. Why not Horizon? That is a action RPG. So,
I feel like it should be on a list somewhere.
What's that?
But you played it more than I did, and I want to play it before we debate.
Please.
Ghostwire Tokyo?
No.
For action? Mm-mm. No?
Okay. No, I wouldn't. It's an action open world game, but no.
What about Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga?
I would consider that a platformer, and I think we have that up there. Because that's a lot about puzzles and platforming and all that jazz.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm just... What about Romancing Saga?
Romancing Saga?
I joke. It's a joke. Like, theoretically, for action game, we could put, like... we could save that spot for, let's just say, Kalisto Blows Us Away. We could put that there. It's an action horror.
But even then, it's going to have a narrative, though.
Yeah, Doom has a narrative. The reason why, like, action adventure, they get married so much, there's so much there, is when you think about Doom, Doom has puzzles as well, but they are not at the forefront, where action adventure is about the balance between action, puzzle, platforming. So action is not to say it's strictly one thing, but it is focusing at its core the action element.
Okay.
I know it's a very weird definition.
Well,
the dorks in those phone booths would say, it's very limey-wimey.
So, like, that... So that's where I think, like, maybe Ghostwire should be there, because from what you've said and what I've heard, the action, the combat part is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, but I wouldn't say that, like, it is standout.
Okay.
Where it's sitting at, it's deserving. It's a very good game, but it's not. I'm not writing tickets or whatever.
Do we put Wonderlands here?
Yeah. Well, wait, I'd one sec.
Okay. Or unless we do, we have a best shooter.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, never mind. Yeah.
So, say that.
Okay.
I would like to say, I mean,
I think we at least have four.
Yeah, at least. We'll get back to this. We're missing a few.
Let us know.
And there's someone probably yelling at their computer right now.
Sure.
Okay. Now, here's where we get.
How many more are we doing tonight?
Let's see, how many do you have?
Five. That was the fifth one.
That's the fifth one? Let's get through 10 of these bad boys.
Oh.
You think we could get through 10?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know how many you wanted to separate each week.
Remember, I think by next week, we should have this list pretty much figured out.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So next list here, Kyle. Best action adventure. We're going on an adventure.
Going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship. Going through the sky. Little Einsteins. All right, go ahead.
Hood shit. Okay. Trying to be your hype man. Yeah, every rapper has a hype man. I'm just trying to.
No, you're right. Yeah. Just hood shit after Little Einsteins. Well, I was not expecting.
Little Einsteins, like, arms crossed, slouch a little bit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. And now seeing him in a Run DMC outfit. Look at jumpsuit on, Nikes. All right. Adidas. Kyle, best action adventure. We got this little indie game called God of War Ragnarok, I believe it's pronounced.
Oh, Ragnarok.
Yeah, have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Yeah. I have.
What are we putting here?
What are we putting here, Joe?
I don't know. Well, I mean,
are we putting an Elden Ring here, Joe?
No Elden Ring. I don't think we put Elden Ring in here. I think we could put Plague Tale Requiem in here. Absolutely.
Okay.
We
could. So Plague Tale. Played it, so I'll take your.
And trust me, we all get Kevin Ainsworth in here. You'll be yelling at us. He's like, why didn't you put this in here?
Horizon.
Okay. I was actually thinking about putting Horizon in RPG. There's a lot of RPG elements.
It's also a pretty big action adventure game.
You're going on an adventure, there's platforming. Let's see. I will use Jeff Keighley's Game Awards as a template here. Because I would think that would lean more towards RPG, but like action heavy. So let's see. Best role playing. Okay. I'll take the bait, sir.
I'm gonna put in
Horizon, Forbidden, Weast. Yeah, three.
Go. Yeah, you don't have to raise your hand.
Could we put Nobody Saves the World in here?
For action adventure?
It's puzzles.
Is there platforming?
You're right. No.
Damn it.
I tried, but he's good. let's see.
What about?
Think about it.
There's no combat in Stray.
No, and that's the thing. Jeff Keighley's has that in there as theirs.
Really?
Hmm. I would not. And here's the thing. When we talk about this year, not a lot of big, huge titles, right? Like, a lot of this is indie stuff that we're kind of relying on here.
You know what? I'm going to say it because I want it nominated somewhere.
Please.
Put Gotham Knights in there.
Kyle. Kyle, have some self-respect.
Come on. You didn't play it.
I played 15 minutes of it, and I can tell you, I wouldn't be brave. Fine.
It'll be there in open world.
You are. All right.
I love that Gotham.
Oh, really?
Gotham School.
Okay. Fine. Let's see. Best action adventure. Yeah, there's not much here. So I could actually see the reason as to why.
Ooh.
What's that?
Infernax? It's got platforming. It's got some pretty good action.
It's actually really good.
It's got some puzzles.
Let's see. What genre? Says role-playing, indie, Metroidvania, fighting, adventure.
Is a Metroidvania not an action adventure, though?
Let me go on Open Critic. Let me just see. Because you know what?
Metroidvania is platforming, solving puzzles.
I'm thinking of Infernax. It's
pretty
been a
good.
Minute. No, Infernax is fucking great.
Pretty great.
Yeah. I'm gonna go on Steam right now, if it lets me on. Steve fucking sucks. Honestly, I'm hoping to God that Vampire Survivors comes out before this date ends, because I would put that
on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm having a great time with it.
God damn! Like, here's the thing. It's in okay. Wait for it, Kyle. Yeah, action adventure. Let's fucking put Infernax in there. Awesome indie, fantastic. Yeah, Infernax.
Deserves some love.
Absolutely. Bam, we got four in there. We'll leave it there for the time being. It's an excellent Metroidvania. I'll leave that in
there. Yeah, please play it.
Best narrative, and I put focus game. So game with the best narrative thus far.
Mm-hmm.
God of War Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Do we be ambitious?
Okay.
Do we be bold?
Uh-huh.
And do we put Elden Ring in here?
So I'm going to say no.
Okay. Why not?
And it's not just because I don't like the way it tells its story.
Okay.
But because you put in here in parentheses the focus. I don't think the focus of that game is that story.
Fair.
I think it's fighting the bosses and discovering the world, less so than the narrative, even though it's tied into that. Yeah. I still think it's more focused on the combat and bosses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yell at me in the comments. It's fine. You can yell at me.
No, I think you're right. Because like I remember, like when I remember a From Software game, there's only one story that goes, oh yeah, this story was great, and that's Sekiro. But every other one, it's like, it's the world that I am fascinated with. And I think,
like, you're into the lore of it, right? When you think of Bloodborne.
Yeah.
The lore, like, oh man, Father Gascoigne is really cool.
Right. But, and it tells this story that's happened previously that I feel like is really interesting, but the narrative is really following you around. And I think the narrative is really what the player crafts, which I think is a strong component, but.
Oh, absolutely.
An also inconsistent one, because my experience is going to be different from yours in terms of what story I'm crafting. So I don't know. I think you're right. I think we could put Plague Tale in here. Absolutely we can. Again, sure. I've played a lot of Plague Tale Requiem, have not finished it, but I love that story. So far, so good. I should beat it by this weekend, and where I'm at right now, it deserves to be here.
Okay.
Horizon Forbidden West? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're getting this. Look at this. Getting this.
Here's where I'll say something controversial.
Please say something fucking crazy, actually. I'm begging you.
Do we put Last of Us Part 1?
No. I would say we stop at
remake. Old game's old, right?
Old game's old. We could do, like, I think accessibility. Fair. I think remake, but I can't put it in here.
That is totally fair.
Yeah.
It's not an RE2 remake kind of situation.
No.
Yeah, I get that.
Let's see. Let's look at these games. What's
narrative? Do we do Stray? That's also narrative.
Yes. Yes, I will do it, and you could yell at me in the car. I don't give a fuck. That's a great story, actually.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's telling it all through a non-speaking role. You're a little cute little kitty cat. There's a lot of emotions in there, and I think narrative really does speak to that game more than why it would be an action adventure game. So
yeah,
that makes sense. Sifu, no, I wouldn't do that.
No,
I like Sifu a lot, and I understand what it's going for, but I didn't jive with that story that much. I would say no.
I haven't personally played the new Tales of the Borderlands game.
Mm-hmm.
I know it didn't review well, but I don't know.
And that's the thing; it would be really easy to put Pentiment in here, but it's an Xbox game. Yeah, it'd be really easy to put not in there, but I haven't played it.
All right. So I brought up before for another category. Is the story in Dying Light 2 worth mentioning? No.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So right now, and Kevin Ainsworth, if you talk to me about Entropy Center, because I hear nothing but great things about that game, but nothing so much about the story. So I'm going to leave that one be for now. Kyle?
Joe?
You're like, oh, and I was cutting you off. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
All right, so I'm going to leave it there for now. So we got God of War Ragnarok, Plague Tale Requiem, Horizon Forbidden West, Stray.
Yeah.
Come back to this at a later date.
Yes, absolutely.
Best platformer, Kyle. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I have.
Tinykin, I have right there. Want to give that game a shout out. Yep. I've seen and heard nothing but positive things on the platforming elements. Earlier you said Lego Star Wars, and I think this is where I would put it.
Okay.
Star Wars. Also, I'm sorry, you're going to probably hear my, my keyboard click clacking.
It's loud.
But it's allowed. We're making a list.
Until we live in a future where I can just type in the air.
Oh, God. It's... Right? Like, that's the AI future I'd allow ourselves to live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But Kyle, you're a big platforming slut.
Whoa.
Like,
good platformer. Strong word. Klonoa. I put you in there for a remake. Okay. I would put it here as well.
Would you?
Yes. Klonoa is a great platformer.
Okay. But it's not new. Right? Is this a remake or a remaster?
Let me see what it's... It's definitely a remaster. What are they? It is a game compilation.
Yeah, I would say let's hold off on that one.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Could we put Stray in here as well? But I'm not remembering it for its platforming elements.
I'm like, yes, you are climbing around and stuff.
Yeah, but it's not the main
But focus. You're just being a cat. Yeah, you're not hopping onto enemies or stuff.
Here's the thing. I put this in here because I know that there was more than two. And I know like we're getting late. That's why our brains aren't working good. Again, patrons.
Joe, do we do it?
What?
Do we fucking put Sonic Frontiers? Do we do it, Joe? I mean, people loved it.
Honestly,
I think we should.
Honestly, let's give them a W. You know what?
I think we should.
Sonic Frontier. Let's just do it. You can yell at us for that. That's fine. I forgot how to spell Frontiers. Let's just give them a dub.
Frontiers.
Oh, okay. I did it right.
Sweet.
You, everybody, address your complaints to Kyle. Okay. So right there.
I mean, Ollie World, the skateboarding game, there's some platforming stuff there. If that's we want to add it.
I mean, that's a good one to add. But is, and you would know, would you consider that a platformer first?
No, or, it's a skateboarding first.
First but like, could you like say like, yeah.
Oh.
Say it with your heart.
This isn't have to do with what we were just talking about.
Okay.
Well, Ollie World. It's not that. Cuphead Delicious Last Course. Is that a platformer?
That is an action game.
I was about to say, or do we add that to the action game category?
It is a DLC.
Sure.
But it did rate on Open Critic as if it were a game. We did put it on our fantasy league. I think we could put Delicious Last Course in there for action game. Yeah, let's do it. I think that's, let's do it. Cuphead.
Sure.
Delicious.
And like, this is something that I truly wish we got more of on PlayStation.
What?
More platformers.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think of Nintendo. Nintendo has, Nintendo got Kirby, right? Like, and, well, I don't think it deserves to be rated that high. It's still a decent platformer.
Oh, Ollie World, we could also check on Steam. What they would consider it.
Ooh.
Let me see.
That game's pretty cool. Let me see. Let's see what it got on Open Critic.
That's right. I'm not just giving this out to like, oh, yeah, or else I'd be every category would be Cult of the Lamb.
Yeah. Sure. All right. Cult of the Lamb. I have one for you for platformer.
Okay.
I've watched Mike play this game.
It is considered a platformer. Ollie World is sports precision really? Platformer, 2D platformer, 2D. And by the way, when you go on the Steam page, I don't believe. Yeah, this is what the developer is putting on there. So we could say Ollie okay. Ollie World's platformer.
Oh, we could then. That's fine. I haven't personally played this game, but I love the art style of it. It's sitting at a 74, okay. Which isn't terrible. It's a game called Demon Turf. Never mind, it was released in 2021.
How dare you come into my house?
I thought it was this year. Time's an enigma.
You're right. Honestly, I'm digging. Like, I'm really digging this. I don't know about you, Kyle. I'm really digging.
No,
this.
It's good. Okay, good.
All right. Here's, I think, the hardest category that we're going to do right here, right now. Best RPG.
Uh-huh. Let's get them out of the way.
Elden Ring.
Yep.
Come on.
Horizon.
Now, Horizon, best action adventure.
Sure, but we also have God of War and are going to have that in multiple places.
Okay, I mean, all right.
We have Ollie Ollie World in two different ones.
You know what, sir? You've made a strong argument, compelling one, and because the RPG category this year is so flat, I will take it. And honestly, goodness, try to find a best the role-playing game that came out this year, you're going to come out very disappointed. Because, like, right here, like, I'll go on the Jeff Keighley Awards, right? You got Elden Ring, Live a Live, Pokemon Legends Arceus, Triangle Square, and Xenoblade Chronicles. So a lot of...
Again,
lot
of Nintendo JRPGs. Killing it with that stuff.
Yeah. But when you...
They have Ragnarok listed as an RPG.
No. Uh-uh.
I don't think so.
I put my foot either. Down. We're desperate. We're not that desperate, damn it.
Is there... I'm going to keep bringing it up because it is a bigger budget game. Is there enough RPG elements in Dying Light 2?
No.
No. Okay.
Honestly, a lot of Dying Light 2 I'm leaving out of this list. Even if you can consider it. You're a JRPG guy.
I haven't played one in a bit.
Okay.
Like, I played Tales of Arise earlier this year, but that is a lesser game. Arise. I wish Sea of Stars was out this year.
God, that would be
a shoo-in.
Yeah, that'd be a goddamn shoo-in.
Do you consider Tunic an RPG game?
No. No, it's an adventure.
Would you consider that an action game?
Yes, but even then, I wouldn't put it as best action.
Okay. I agree with you. Cult of the Lamb, right?
RPG.
No, it's I'm thinking like base building and stuff.
Nah, I wouldn't put RPG in there.
Like, my cult would be different than your cult.
Yeah, but like that's you could actually argue that that's a sim, right? Instead of an RPG.
Fair.
Let's see.
Midnight Suns probably has some role-playing stuff in there.
That is actually...
But I haven't played it yet.
We're going to put that one on hold. Again, and the one thing, too, when it comes to, like, Callisto and this game, I want to get out of the way, Midnight Suns. I'm going to hold it there until next week. And if we feel really high on these games, we will add them to the lists.
Yeah.
But I don't want to just...
You know. Oh, same thing with Crisis Core.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Which I think comes out. Oh wait,
and that's an action game as well. So we can.
Does that come out after this goes live for everybody though?
I think our award show's on the 13th.
Crisis Core. I meant when the form goes out for people to start voting.
I think Crisis Core would.
December 13th is when it releases.
So the same day as our awards.
Same day.
Theoretically, though, if the reviews are high, I could. Throw that into like a best remake remaster, and I'll even give it action, because I do feel like we need it. Okay. But again, it needs a review high. I'm not just giving this out there if it's like a 77. You know what I mean? I feel like there does need to be a basis in which this is a fucking great game.
Across the board. I wish PlayStation had more RPGs on there.
Yeah. So when it comes to like those, you know, the games that are coming up close, I'm going to try to take biases out of the way and recency bias out of the way when reviewing it. But those cutting it close are cutting it close. But the balance here, guys, is we're trying to make the best award show that we can while getting the most eyes on it that we can. So that's the balance that we're working with. You know, it is, you know, we want community managers, dev teams to look at this, retweet it, put it out there in the ether, celebrate it with us, promote it with us. That's our goal here. Celebrate it together. So, you know, if we waited until January 1st, guess what? Those people ain't coming back January 1st. So we don't want this to flounder. We want to get people's eyes on it, as many as we can. Imperfect RPG, as it may be.
RPG game.
Sorry.
Wonderlands? We are speccing out our characters with stats, classes, different abilities.
Here's the thing.
They even say it's a role playing.
They are role first playing
person shooter.
I was gonna say, you know what? Let's do fucking Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
I love that game.
Because they overall, are role
not so much, but the. Well, even, yes, they are doing a D&D thing, but, like, you're still speccing out your characters, their skill trees. My player is different than yours.
The other thing that's really hard with, like, making this list is because we're not a multi-platform thing, and sticking just to PlayStation makes it very difficult to do.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it there, and we'll come back.
Oh, we got one more. We got one of that.
I mean with RPG.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, we got one more. We'll come back. There's actually two really good ones. Oh God, we're going. I'm really enjoying this. Open world design. I'm sorry. Best trophy list. Let's do best trophy list. God of War Ragnarok. I'm putting in there.
Yep.
I like a good.
Just hard enough.
Yes.
Just challenging enough instead of being a freebie.
And I'm going to be crazy. Not crazy. We got one where it's about the journey. But one is, I kind of want to hit the swath of game. And so I put Elden Ring in there. It's the get good. People love a good get good. So we got a moderate.
I will argue, though.
Yeah.
How is that trophy list different from any other From Software trophy list?
I would argue it solely on the fact of its completion rate. People are going for that plat. So it's almost at 12% platinum rate.
Okay.
So I think that means this game resonated with a lot of people. That's my argument to it. Okay.
I mean, Horizon's got a good one.
Horizon, let's do it. At least, okay. I feel like, for the most part, oh, shit. Oh, what did I break? PlayStation, of course, is going to have the better of the trophies. Can I do it? Am I allowed?
Are you going to say Cyberpunk? Okay.
No. Cult of Lamb. No.
Cult of Lamb, especially because they patched that one trophy that was bugged.
Yeah, got you in there, buddy. All right.
Oh, you make it sound like I'm anti-Cult of the Lamb.
No. I love that game. And it's a great trophy list because it makes you explore things after the game. So, you know, it promotes that end game. They did patch the one difficulty people were having with it. And here's the thing. I platinumed a lot of games this year. I loved a lot of great GARMs. So let me actually go into my PlayStation app. Because I've experienced these trophies firsthand.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to look for. I can only see the last three games with trophies. Am I going to the wrong place?
Yeah. So when I'm going into the app, I'm clicking on my icon on the top left, clicking on the trophies, and I see everything.
Oh, duh. Okay.
Fool.
I don't use the app as much as I probably should.
Oh, I open this thing almost every other day. It's actually kind of a problem. I would say... So I'm just making sure I got everything here.
No part one. Took out the playing on Grounded as a requirement. No multiplayer.
It just means it's an easy list.
Sure. But you did say you wanted the full... You wanted the full gamut, swath. Right?
Yeah. I wouldn't put Strays in there because you have to beat it again on a goddamn time. Like, if I have to beat the game again, your game sucks. And if there's not a save scum option, let's be a little gross. I hate that. I really... Give me the option
Oh, so now you say that after I did that for Elden Ring and you looked down on me for...
Yeah. I did it for a bit then. I'm saying it for real now. And I would...
I really like Escape Academy's trophies, but it's nothing crazy. Nobody Saves the World has a good list. I haven't gotten the platinum yet, but
now
but then you do have to replay that game, I think.
Yeah. Honestly, I would do Plague Tale.
Okay.
And the reason why I would say Plague Tale, you do need to start again on New Game Plus, but you don't have to beat it.
Okay.
How would you feel about that?
I like that.
Okay. Wreck Weekly. There you go. So we have five right there. Good. Hold on there. All right. Kyle, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Best open world design. We have
Horizon, obviously Elden Ring.
Horizon Forbidden West. A little game called Elden Ring, you're right. And actually, this is where I shout out Dying Light 2.
Okay, good.
Dying Light 2's open world is legitimately fantastic, and I feel like it gets... I feel people just look past it.
Overlooked it?
Yeah, so I want to give it the love and appreciation that I feel like it deserves. Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
Shocker.
Yeah.
Would not put Ragnarok here.
No. Those are hub worlds. Those are hub worlds. That's why, Action Adventure makes it. Yeah, no. Those are hub areas. I wouldn't, I'm thinking a huge open world thing. And when it comes to open world, Kyle, you'll get the heat for this.
I'm going to get the heat for it.
You can put Gotham Knights in here. You said you really love that Gotham.
I do.
And you get to go to hell, not me. When people yell at us, I go, you pour all your venom to this man.
Can I spoil who's coming on to talk about this with us?
Who?
Didn't you say this is Luke's category?
Oh, this is Luke's category.
So that'd be a good conversation. Oh,
you know what? That's nice. You thought about him. You know what?
Yeah.
Gotham Knights.
And I generally think Gotham's pretty freaking cool in that game.
Okay, cool.
All right, Joe. You might have to rein me in on this one.
Oh, no. You're going to get fucking nuts.
Nobody Saves the World. You can pretty much go anywhere.
No,
you need skills to access them. Maybe it's a little bit more Metroidvania and less open world.
That's the thing. It's an overworld, right?
It's an overworld. Yeah. You're right.
As much as I would say yes, I would. Yeah, I gotta. Damn it.
I'm trying,
damn it. Again, we're thinking about,
You know what? Let's put Skyrim in there. It's out every year. Oh, God. Time. Sonic Frontiers is open world, isn't it?
No. We gave them one. We gave them one. We're not going to give them. I mean, we have four right here, right?
This list says Skywalker Saga Lego game. It's open world. No, is it?
Those are overworlds. Those are overworlds. These people gotta fucking relax.
Ooh.
What's that?
You said you hated it, so like I'm not gonna keep bringing it up.
No, please.
Ghostwire is open world, right?
Yeah, but it's forgettable. That's a forgettable open world. I think. Okay. I don't remember much.
Fair.
I mean, that could be the COVID brain. Yeah, I got that now. I hate that. Yeah. Okay. Leave that right there. Kyle?
Joe?
Best level design. Now, linear. Now, this is where I put God of War Ragnarok.
Oh, I thought you were going to leave it there and do the rest next week.
So we've got 1, 2.
I think three, we've done 11 four, so far.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. If we could do two more.
Oh, we have 15 left. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do two more.
So it'd be like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Level design.
Ragnarok for sure.
Ragnarok for sure. I'm going to argue Elden Ring here.
Okay.
And hear me out here. Uh-huh. When you get into, I think it does a brilliant job of, you have this huge open world, but think about the caverns, think about the castles, the laboratories that you enter. It does a fantastic job of bringing you into this open world and bringing you into linear portions that feel a part of its open world, but are still gated off and still interconnected within its own zones. So like, I'm thinking of the Hogwarts castle in particular. I'm thinking of Jesus, the area that's literally floating in the air towards the end, where you fight the big giant dragon that shoots things at you.
Yeah.
Like the way that level is designed is fucking masterful of how it's scaled and how little shortcuts that you could take through it. So I argue to a big extent, Elden Ring does deserve to be on this list. Even though it is also an open world. Its level design
is struggling with it.
Impeccable. Because then even like, think about it like this, Kyle. The first area as well, that huge castle, that's not part of the open world, right? It's gated off.
It but just once doesn't... you open the gate, though, it's part of the open world. Like, it's not its own set alone thing. And those caverns and stuff you mentioned?
Yeah.
They are pretty much the same thing, just little differences in each.
I would say, honest to God, like, I would say the caverns alone.
There's some cool stuff, but
there's some cool stuff. There's a lot of discoverability. I think caverns, part of the open world. I would say these portions, when you get to the castles, the fortresses, the areas that have the big notable bosses, those are linear levels. Yeah, akin to, like, I'm thinking of it like Ocarina of Time. Right? You have this open world, but then you have the temples. These are essentially the temples in Ocarina of Time.
Can I make a counterpoint?
Sure.
What open world game then doesn't have levels inside of it? I think of Horizon, right? I think of the cauldrons.
Right.
They have cool level design. I think of the big set piece boss arenas are cool level design.
Great point. I would say like take something like a GTA or even a Horizon. You can enter those cauldrons. Are they as memorable though as something like something in an Elden Ring or even God of War? That's why I would argue
I would argue some cauldrons are on the same par as some of those caverns.
Okay. All right, listen.
And some of those level designs in Horizon for the boss set pieces, like the one I just played the other night, the big arena with the big snake, that's freaking cool.
That's fun.
And that's great level design of having different height points, sure, and whatnot. So it gets a little, it's a little wonky.
A little wonky?
It's a little wonky.
Okay.
I'm okay with you putting Elden Ring in there.
Okay.
I'm okay if you decide to put Horizon in there, but I also agree if you say no. I can see it both ways. Level design. What else could be for level design?
Okay, so I would say this is where we could put Plague Tale in here. Absolutely, we can. The way that it does the puzzle portions that they also put in with, like, sneaking around past the guards, like using the rats as your weapons. Okay. I think we could put it there, and I will replace Elden Ring with Plague Tale.
No, you can leave Elden Ring in there.
No, I think you make a great point, though. Honestly, I do.
Well, if the patrons say I'm wrong, then we'll put it back.
Okay. Get to the third portion here. I'm going to say something really fucking nuts.
I'm also going to say something fucking nuts.
I'm going to get a lot of shit for this.
You go first.
I really like Call of Duty. I'm thinking of the level alone, man. Like, I really dig that level so much.
I'm not gonna fight you on that one. As long as you put Shredder's Revenge on there for level design.
Ooh, why do you say Shredder's Revenge?
I think each stage is so unique. I think of the automatic, like, side scrolling ones. Those are super fun. I hate them, but they're fun. But then again, how much is the level actually playing into what you're doing?
Yeah, like, to me, it's just
that's
like,
fair. I'm just moving that's fair. Right. That's fair. That's fair.
I'm just moving right.
Same thing with Cult of the Lamb. The rooms are still the same.
The rooms are still the same. They mix and match a little bit, but, like, I wouldn't put
Cult of the Lamb in here. Actually, Sifu? You can go different routes, right? And get different weapons depending where you go and open up shortcuts.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, think away.
It is. I'll put Sifu in there. Fuck it. The reason why I think I put Sifu in there is it's about mastering the combat as well as mastering the level. Muscle memory is key.
Knowing where the items are to help you.
Each level does a great job at mixing things up as well. So I would say, you know what, level design, I'll give Sifu in there. Yeah, absolutely.
I also think the environments and levels of Stray, I think Stray belongs in here too. The verticality of it. The viewing things in the viewpoint of a cat and solving puzzles that way.
Dance.
Like knocking boxes away to find hidden areas.
I think its story is more impactful than anything. More than its level design. I think it's a good game, don't get me wrong, but I don't think like there's a level in particular that I was like, oh yeah, this is you're truly breaking the mold here, son.
All right. Okay.
How about we'll leave it at these three for now, because I know we're getting really late.
Uh-huh.
I will leave it at these last two that we'll do right here because they're full.
Yeah, they're full.
And so we could just name them here. For shooter, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, Overwatch 2, Metal Hellsinger, and Proteus. For shooter.
That's a good list.
Good list. Played every single one of these. Love every single one of these. Sorry, except for Proteus. Best remake / remastered. Last of Us Part 1. Tactics Ogre Reborn. The Uncharted Legacy Collection. Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. Let's just put an asterisk on that.
Sure.
Stone, we're not going to get fucking crazy. And Klonoa Fantasy Reverie.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a good list.
And then next week, we'll fill out everything that we've forgotten. And again, patrons, we need your help here. Help us fill these out. Next week, we'll literally start off, Kyle, with best indie game. Think about that. Let that sink in.
Oh, it's sinking.
Yeah. And with that said, everybody, that's been the Trophy Room After Show this week, where we're getting into the nuts and the bolts of this award show that we're making. And look, we're trying to think, you know, critically and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not just throwing it out here.
We're not just throwing it out the same. I mean,
but we're not, you know,
we are throwing the same game in multiple categories, but it's not just like God of War Ragnarok and everything.
No. Absolutely. And look at like, even like the conversation with Elden Ring, you had a really good conversation. You won me over, not in there. Right. So I hope you guys saw that, as imperfect as this is, because again, we have played every single one. We're going off of our experiences, again, our group's experiences, open critic, critical praise of each one of these games, and really deciding from there. And at the same exact time, I think the bias that we have, I think, is we want to also showcase games that aren't, you know, on those big awards that we feel like should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I hope you took it, because I know I did. So with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, love y'all. Keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Love you.